Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shiur where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Yuma 76, talking about the Mun. Mun in general is a fascinating thing to think about. I can't even comprehend it. You know, every year we come around to it in the Torah, we hear about it and we know they had it in theory, of course, and we believe it and we have emunah about it, but in actuality, how did it work? We know it was like coriander seed, it was white, and it tasted like cakes drenched in honey, according to the Torah itself. Just an interesting, fascinating thing. It was absorbed in the body, tasted like anything you wanted. What an amazing type of thing. And even Moshe stored it for future generations, although we don't know where it is. What amazing, fascinating food in general. Gemara talks about how Rav Shimon ben Yochai's students asked him, here on 76, why did the manna not come down for the Israelites once a year instead of every day? The students wondered why God didn't bestow the manna in the manner he blessed normal agricultural activity. That is, just as most crops are harvested annually, the notes point out, so an annual supply of manna should have been gathered at the beginning of each year. So, what does he answer them? He said to them, I will devise for you a parable. Mashalim are always amazing. I love stories. I love agadata. I love parables. So he gave them a parable. To what is the matter similar to the case of a king of flesh and blood who has one son? In the past, the king would allocate to the son money for his sustenance once a year. Consequently, the son would not visit his father but once a year. Eventually, the king arose and allocated the son's sustenance on a daily basis, and from then on, he would visit his father daily. So too, in the case of the Israelites, one who had four or five children would worry and say, perhaps the manna will not fall tomorrow, and it will be found that all of them will die of starvation. God forbid, the notes point out, the Gemara speaks of a person with a larger family. For one who was childless or had a small family could presumably have obtained provisions from non-Jewish vendors, thus would not have this worry, Marsha points out in the notes. As a result of this worry, all the Israelites would constantly direct their hearts to their Father in heaven, Mechavnim es libam le'avihem shebashamayim. Another reason for the manna falling daily, for in the manna the righteous Israelites would eat it while it was fresh and warm. And yet another reason, because of the burden of transporting a year's supply of manna from station to station. So there's really three reasons: to direct the Israelites' heart to God, so the manna should be warm, and to avoid their having to transport a huge cargo. The first letter of the keyword in each of these explanations are formed the acrostic lechem, bread. So when the verse says in Shemos, I shall rain down from your bread from heaven, lechem, let the people go out and pick each day's portion, the word lechem alludes to the three reasons why the manna was bestowed each day's portion on its day. Daily rather than annually, as the notes point out from Ben Yehoyada. What a fascinating message to us. In general, Hashem wants us to reach out to Him every day. Hashem wants us to direct our hearts to Him. Mechaven es libon, liba, lev shali, libi, avini shebashamayim. So we have to direct our hearts to Hashem in heaven. That's a reason why he gave the manna every day. And that could be a reason why we're commanded, is a very probable reason why we're commanded to daven to Hashem every day, three times a day. Hashem is our father. Hashem is our parent. Hashem wants to talk to us, wants us to talk to him, wants us to have a relationship with him. If I'm frustrated or angry or upset about something, sometimes I will just talk to Hashem, and my wife taught me this, that, you know, he wants us to talk to him, so it's okay to be upset. We don't lash out and we're not going to go do anything crazy, but we're saying, you know, Hashem, I want to know why you're doing this. Why is this happening? Talk to me, Hashem. Give me a sign. Give me a way. We don't ask for signs, but we're just saying to Hashem, I want to direct my heart to you. Hashem gave them one every day so that they would realize to pray to Hashem that it would come, have a munah that would come every day, and he gave it to them hot, and he gave it to them in a way that it wouldn't have to be carried in such a crazy manner. So too, in our days and our lives, we should always direct our hearts to Hashem, always talk to Hashem, reach out to Hashem and have a relationship with Hashem and direct our hearts, Mechavenes Libam, Le'avinu Shebashamayim, to our Father in Heaven. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 77 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.